Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Generally on this program, we don't really like to indulge the notion that Boston lacks anything relative to our larger neighbor down I-95. But there is one thing in particular that we'll admit can be hard to find up here: a good New York-style pizza. For some people, like our reporter Adam Ragusea, this can amount to an existential crisis.
Let me get one thing straight. There are dozens of places around Boston turning out quality pizza, some of it quite outstanding. But I'm not really talking about good pizza. I'm talking about New York-style pizza, which I think is really something quite specific.
To me, New York-style pizza is a very thin crust, and it's very big and greasy and cheesy.
That's my wife, Lauren. We moved here a few years ago from Indiana, not New York, mind you. Anyway, since then, we've actually discovered quite a few totally decent New York pizza joints, but none within delivery distance. Our neighborhood is all about so-called Greek pizza, a uniquely New England pan pizza that's kind of thick and bready, quite different from the New York stuff, which...
You said it's thin.
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of floppy.
It's floppy.
Some people say it's supposed to be crispy, but I think it's supposed to be kind of floppy.
Right, because it's foldable.
Right.
Right.
Right. This is what I like about New York pizza. Quality doesn't matter so much as rectitude. This pizza tastes right. Whether it's good is a secondary consideration. So I've been rattling around in my kitchen trying to figure out how to make a New York-style pie at home. I start with a basic pizza dough recipe in the stand mixer. Turn up the speed, knead, put it aside to rise, and then turn to make the
sauce, right?
Okay.
When I first started to try to make like New York pizza at home, which has tomato sauce, I went on the internet and the internet said, just use any tomato sauce. So what I did was I just made like my normal tomato sauce, which is like canned tomatoes, cooked, a little bit of wine. That tasted good, I thought, but it didn't taste right to me. I mean, I don't know how it tasted to you.
I don't really remember. I'm not as much of a pizza snob as you are, though.
Oh, thank you.
Some further web surfing indicated that most New York pizza places do not cook their sauce. It's just canned tomatoes in a blender with spices put right on the pizza.
So that's what I did the next couple of times, and it certainly tasted more right to me, but it didn't taste good.
Which seems like it should be the first consideration.
Yeah, well, it tasted bitter, I thought.
So this time I'm taking the seeds out of the tomatoes and adding a bit of sugar and salt to cut down on the bitterness. Okay, let's taste this. I pound out the dough and then whirl it in the air like they do in the movies.
So go ahead and give it a toss.
You can roll the dough out super thin with a rolling pin like they do at Boston's upper crust chain, but then you don't get the fluffy ring of crust around the edge. A New York pizza has to be really thin but still have that thick outer ring, and hand tossing is the only way you get that.
Almost lost it there?
Yeah, I was a little nervous on that one.
I lay out the dough on some cornmeal to keep it from sticking and ladle on a very thin layer of sauce. I grate on the cheese. The internet says for New York pizza, use mozzarella and mozzarella only. But for whatever reason, that just hasn't tasted rich enough when I do it, so...
I've got like equal parts mozzarella and aged fontina, which is also a smooth melting cheese, but is, you know, a lot stinkier.
Now comes baking. Commercial pizza ovens go up to like 1,000 degrees. My oven tops out at 550. So before I preheat, I take my pizza stone and put it on the very top rack of the oven. Then jack the oven as high as it'll go. Once it gets there, I turn on the broiler, which gets the surface of the stone even hotter. The process takes about an hour, but by the time I go to open the door, it's really hot in there.
A little smoky there. Okay, and here it goes. And there we go.
Voila.
Bake the thing for about 5 minutes until the bottom is brown.
Yeah, I think I'm going to call that done.
Oh, my God. It's beautiful. And that's out of the oven, that sizzle.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it looks like a New York pizza.
True, but how does it taste?
What do you think?
It's really good. It's definitely floppy.
I will say that, again, you know, I was using a mixture of fontina and mozzarella cheese because I didn't feel like I was getting much flavor with mozzarella, but I'm really tasting the fontina this time.
and it's a little strong. It doesn't just taste, I mean, it tastes good. It just doesn't taste right to me. It doesn't taste authentic. Right.
The truth is, it doesn't taste cheap. I want my pizza to taste like I bought it for like $2 at the corner. And they put it on a paper plate and threw it in a bag and gave it to me.
For all your efforts, Adam, your wife just wants it cheap.
She suffers me very well, I'd say.
Well, I understand that you want, nevertheless, some help from our listeners.
Yes, I think that my pizza is pretty good, but it's definitely not there yet. So I want to go learn from a pro. I want all the New York pizza fans listening right now to go to our website and tell me where you get your favorite pie in Boston, and I will go there and learn how they do it. I will then incorporate those findings into my recipe, and I will report back the results right here on Radio Boston.
Okay, listeners, so go to our website, wbur.org/Boston, to leave your recommendations. You can also find Adam's detailed first draft of his recipe there. And do this, because I, too, would love to be the beneficiary of Adam's New York-style pizza. Adam Ragusa, thank you so much.
I'll make one for you.